I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of...
Hey guys, welcome back. What a week. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is the Train It Right podcast, and I'm Alicia Bell, IFBB Figure Pro. And on this podcast, I basically discuss motivation, health, nutrition, diet, training, boys, life, okay? Life. I discuss what's going on in my world, what is on my mind, and this is a solo podcast. I do not have guests as of right now. And if you're looking to follow me on social media, it's at Train It Right on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my website, trainitright.com. I'm an online coach. If you're looking for online training, you can go to my contact page on my website, www.trainitright.com, amongst many other things that I do. But welcome back, welcome back, welcome back for those people who have been following me since I began this podcast during the pandemic, which is still ongoing. Good news is Ontario Region has announced that we are moving into phase three. So that means the gyms where I live can finally open now. I know a lot of gyms in a lot of areas, especially America, have had their gyms open. Our premier has taken a more cautious approach to things and has opened things a lot more slowly than what was going on in the States, which is fine. It is what it is. We're here now. And I also want to let you guys know that I do occasionally yell at my dogs because I do record this podcast in my office and my dogs are quite the pair. Adonis is currently pacing right now. Yesterday, Sammy had a crazy scare. He was like hyperventilating. Sammy's my little Frenchie, sorry, for those of you who don't know. Adonis is a big dog and he was hyperventilating in the backyard. Long story short, amazing, amazing, a large, giant vet bill that I can't afford, to which they didn't really even do anything. He's okay now, but these dogs are expensive, and they never used to be. They used to be like perfect little angels and never got sick or anything. I don't know what's going on out here in this Burlington area, but anyway, such is life. Hopefully I'll get like 10 new online clients so I can afford my dogs. But that is neither here nor there. Today's podcast. Woo. What do I want to talk about? Where are we? Right now I'm sipping on, last time I think it was tea. This time I have a Thermo X hardcore apple flavor of a Rockstar. And it's delicious. And Rockstars trump monsters, if you ask me. I can live without this hardcore apple flavor. I don't know if it really tastes like apple. But it is what it is. I think I have three topics for you guys today, I think. The first topic is the battlefield is your own mind. Like 100% your own mind. And how to quit anything that's bad for you. And then I want to talk about men. Because I'm really confused about today's man. But, okay, let's get into it. What do I mean by the battlefield for people is their own mind? Good, Adonis finally laid down. Okay, so the battlefield for me and a lot of people, I know you can relate it, is your own mind, okay? You're the one that sabotages yourself. You're the one that keeps you from achieving your goals, and you're the one preventing yourself from moving on. You're the one preventing you from moving forward. Everything in this world is a choice. Now, you make the decision to hit snooze when the alarm clock goes off. You make the decision to put bad food in your mouth. You make the decision when you eat off your plan. You make decision when you have an extra spoonful of nut butter. You make a decision when you allow a toxic relationship to continue that does you no good, doesn't bring positivity in your life. You allow it. You allow it to continue. You allow it to affect you. You allow it to affect your stress levels. You allow your emotions. If somebody cuts you off, you're capable of controlling your emotion, or you're capable of having a freak out and getting road rage. You make a conscious decision on which end of the spectrum you want to go to. You have to master your own mind in order to be successful in life, in sport, in relationships. And if you don't have control, if you lose control in that fraction of a second, you can be living a whole different life. You could be either doing yourself a good, or you could be doing yourself a bad. Now, what do I mean by doing yourself a good and a bad? Maybe that's not the right words, but that's what we're going with. And what do I mean by that? So if I make a decision in the split of a second without thinking about it emotionally, usually for me, it's irrational. It's something that I think about later and I regret. And I wonder if I would have hesitated and thought if things would be different. And a lot of times I've ruined a lot of good things, a lot of opportunities, a lot of relationships, a lot of things like that, because I allow my emotions to get involved and I don't act rationally. So over the past decade, I've been working on that, and I'm still not perfect. There's still things that happen in my life daily that I'm like, fuck, Alicia, why did you do that? Why did you say that? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? And you know, I don't beat myself up about it. I move on, because that's the best thing that you can do, and not dwell on the past, because you need to move from forward direction if you want to go forward. So yeah, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But be aware that everything is limited and the battlefield is in your own mind. Also, in addition to that, the battlefield being in your mind, I'm also talking about self-talk. Positive self-talk and the way you see yourself, the way you view yourself. Now, especially as a competitor, we don't see ourselves as everybody else does. Prime example for me is I finally, if you guys listened to the last podcast, posted my current physique update. Now, I've done 9 shows in total, competed for this technically is my 4th year. I've been a competitor for 4 years, and I've done 1 year as a pro, 1 pro show. And this is the first time I've ever publicly posted my physique when it's not show ready or just post show or crazy lean and veiny in the gym. This is literally the first time that I've been brave enough and got out of my head, and I thought, people can relate. People need to know that I don't look like that crazy freak every single day that I post. And a lot of girls who compete, amateurs, pros, all alike, get in their own head. They don't think they're lean enough. They don't think they'll be accepted. They think people will judge them if they gain a bit of body fat. Well, lo and behold, body fat is part of life. It is important for your hormonal function, and it's important to you to have body fat. And I think it's motivational for people to see that. Is it difficult? Hell yeah. I had to get out of the battlefield of my own mind, thinking about people are going to judge me, people are going to whatever. You know what? I got a lot of likes on those photos and a lot of positive feedback. I don't think there's one negative comment where someone called me fat or ugly or, I can't believe you look like this. Nothing. Everyone was like, this is motivational. I love your off-season physique. You grew a booty, blah, blah, blah. Whoa, hi, hello, I feel like I look fat. I feel like you can see my cellulite, I look chubby, my stomach isn't small and lean. You know, those are all the things that are in my mind when I look at those photos. But I was like, I literally, Mel Robbins, 5-4-3-2-1, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's one of the most recent audiobooks that I've listened to, the 5-4-3-2-1 rule. 5-4-3-2-1, and I pushed send,
and it uploaded, and I walked away. And then Sammy had seizures. But, like, I walked away. I was like, oh, my God, I just did it. I posted it. I did it. I'm done with it. Moving on. And then I went back to it, and I looked at the comments. I was like, oh, my God, Alicia, why were you having this battle in your mind about these photos when it was so positively receptive? So sometimes you have to literally get over yourself, get over your ego, and just fucking do things because you know that somebody is going to benefit from it. For me, I've talked about this before. I want to put things out, and I post things that are on my mind. I don't really sit down and do too much thought about it. It's usually what's directly on my mind, but I do make it a fact and a conscious effort to post things that I know people are going to benefit from. So even if I post a selfie or a picture of myself, usually it'll have like a quote or a thought that I hope and think that it'll make other people think about or be able to relate to. And hopefully that helps them solve the battlefield in their own minds. And they can be like related to, they can be relatable to me. He's like rolling around on the couch in here. And what a guy. I've listened back to the podcast and you can't really hear him that much, but I feel like it's so loud. But yeah, battlefield, own mind, get out of your head. Okay. Positive self-talk. If you have problems with this, some tips that I have to do is journal, ask a friend, write down affirmations daily. So you can do that in the morning, the night, the afternoon, whatever works for you. You can do all day, whatever works for you. You need find, if you have Alexa, Alexa will give you affirmations every morning. You just have to like look at her skills and you can totally do a whole morning routine with Alexa. You can buy books that can help with this. There's so many things that you can do. So you're not alone in the struggle because even pros doubt themselves. And yeah, the world is scary. Judgment's scary. Things are scary. So topic number dos, two. I was inspired by this topic because Tom Bailiu, I can't say it right, but he does the impact theory. If you listen to that podcast, watched it, follow him on Instagram. He's very, very motivational. He was actually one of the original co-founders of Quest Nutrition. And then he went on and is living out his passions, and that's inspiring people. And conducting these amazing, amazing interviews that are very motivational. And he conducts interviews with so many people that I find inspiring, and it's just great. And he made a post the other day.
Sammy. Are you done? Are you done? Are you okay?
You know when they like dig and try and get comfortable? Okay. He made a post the other day, back to Tom, about how to quit anything that's bad for you. So that's like smoking, drugs, bad food, beer, whatever. And it's so relatable to everybody because we all have that one thing that's bad for you. It could be a freaking person that's bad for you that you keep going back to. It could be a job. We all have something in our lives that's definitely bad for us that we're like, meh, we're keeping it in our lives, right? And he made a post about how to quit anything that's bad for you. And there are some great takeaways that I think a lot of people don't really like think about, or they have a hard time. They're like, I can't leave this person, or I can't stop eating donuts. Like, I can't not put cream in my coffee, you know, whatever. I can't not have wine at dinner. You know, those types of things are like, I need my cigarettes every day. Again, this is related to the battlefield in your own mind. And like, it is how you can create a way to quit anything. Okay. So step one is that you need to clearly identify the behavior that you want to quit. So for me or you, I think that this should start with writing it out. Write it down, the behavior. Like, what is it that you're doing? Are you hitting the snooze alarm? Are you snacking during the day? Are you skipping out on your cardio? Are you texting that guy who doesn't text you back or that comments on every single girl's photo saying that he loves it and giving her hearts and stars, and then you're checking in on his shit when really he's liking every other girl's shit on Instagram? That's another topic for another day, but you know what I'm saying. Identify the behavior that you're doing that you want to quit. And number two, and I thought this one was great, obsess how cool, well, he says rad. I'm not really into the word rad, but how great it would be to quit. How freaking amazing would it be if you woke up when that alarm clock went off and you started your day right away and you didn't lose any hours of work? If you didn't snack on that thing, if you didn't have that, spend that money on that drink at dinner, if you had all that time that you were wasting obsessing over a guy who's clearly not paying attention to you, what would you do with that time? You'd have that so much more time to do other things that are important, right? So what do you need to do? You need to create a vision board of what your life would look like without that thing, that person, that situation, the drink, the cigarette, the snacking, the guy, whatever. Make a vision board about it, about how your life would look ideally without that thing that's bad for you, right? Tell people. Tell them. Guys, tell your friends. Guys, if you see me smoking, you know, take all my money. If you see me smoking, tell me that I'm not supposed to do that because I'm trying to quit. If you see me reaching for a snack, ask me if that's on my meal plan. If you see me ordering a drink at dinner when we go out, ask me if that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Call me out on my bullshit, right? Tell somebody. You know, if you think to yourself like, oh, fuck, like I'm looking at his shit again. Tell your friend, be like, bitch, I need you to distract me because I'm looking at that guy's shit again, right? Tell people what's going on in your life and what it's going to be like. And then you're going to be able to live in that space. Number three, he says, change your identity to that of a person who does not do the thing that you're trying to quit. That's where I was talking about the other week about what would the overall do. Literally, make yourself into that person. Like, you know, if I want to be Miss Figure Olympia, right? I mean, every figure girl's dream. And do you think, if you guys ever follow Sydney Jillian, she is the current Miss Figure Olympia, and she is the epitome. Is that the right word? She is just the best role model, the best spokesperson. She's 100% on her plan all the time. And she lives and breathes and eats the sport. And she's not snacking on extra shit. She's going 110% in all her workouts. She's not stopping 10 seconds early. You know, like, what would Sydney do? What would Sydney Jillian do? Or if it's something else, it's like, you know, what would somebody in love do? No, they're not going to have to feel the need to stalk a dude that's not paying any attention to them because their guy's going to be paying attention to them. Their guy's going to be making them their whole world. Their guy's going to be making sure that she's taken care of and that she's not looking elsewhere for some other guy, right? Okay. Anyway, life without cigarettes. Do I need to say anything else? Topic numero four. Use bright lines. You simply don't need to do that shit. Simple as that. Never. Bright fucking lines. Hi. Hello. Why are you smoking? It's disgusting. It's simple. Don't do it. You know what's bad for you. So I kind of like that one. It's just like, I know it's easier said than done, but in the end, you need to like think about that too, right? And lastly, use the desire to do the thing as a habit loop trigger to do something else fun and positive. So repeat this process until it happens automatically. So use the desire to do the thing as a habit loop trigger to do something else fun and positive, right? Fun and positive. Instead of smoking, gross, snacking, feeling bad about yourself, ordering a drink, spending money. Do something else. Instead of smoking, chew gum. This is your habit loop, right? Instead of snacking, drink water. This is your habit loop. Instead of ordering that beer, order the tonic. Order that seltzer. Order the sparkling water. Order the water. You get my idea. Instead of looking at that dude's Instagram, look at motivational videos. Look at motivational quotes. Look at my Instagram. Don't go to that guy's Instagram. Go to my Instagram right now. If you've got one of those people that you stalk online, you know what I'm saying, girls. Guys, you too. Go to my Instagram. Go to my most recent photo, video, whatever I've posted and say, I'm coming here instead. That's all you need to say. I'm here instead. I would love to see that. Love, 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 love to see that. And just keep repeating this. If you got to go right on my picture every day, I'm fine with that. I'm here for this. I am here to help you. So that's the second topic, how to quit anything that's bad for you. So there's just some tips and tricks and ideas on how to quit things that are bad for you. Okay, number four, number three. See, that's how stressed out my brain is when it comes to men. I can't even count what number topic I happen to be at. I don't even know where to start. 2020. I feel like men think their shit, they're so accessible, and it's just wild. The things that men think is okay on how to behave and treat women. I don't know where I'm going with this, but honestly, here's my deal. If you're not ready for her, leave her alone. It's really that simple. Good night and good mornings. Yeah, that's cute and sweet, but the security guard at work also says good night and good morning to me. You know what I'm saying, ladies? We need to stand up for ourselves. Stop settling for these yo-yo men and stop getting fucked up over them for them not even treating you. Think about this. If you're not being treated how you want, you whine and complain, you cry, what's going to happen if you end up with that guy? Seriously, are you going to be happy? Or are you going to have to, someone who's not trained, not even trained, just has no common sense on how to treat a female properly? Why do you want to be with that person? I don't get it. I really don't get it. But also, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like when you're not looking for something or having to hound somebody about something is when the best things that are going to walk into your life unexpected. And I'm single, I guess. It is what it is. There was somebody that I would have chose, but neither here nor there. However, last week, a very interesting person came into my life. And it's, I don't even know how to explain it or what it is or what's going on, but the best way to describe it for me is that I'm going to call it a really amazing distraction from the negative things in my life, and it was very unexpected. And whether it's a friendship or a relationship or even if this person is in my life for just a season, and that season can be a day, a couple of days, a week, a month, longer, the season could last forever. You know what I'm saying? The season that they're here now, I'm embracing and enjoying the distraction from the previous season that maybe there isn't anything resolved because there's a lot of unresolved shit there, but I'm happy for this. And I am spending a lot of time this week, even though right now I'm recording it, it's Monday, but this weekend and this week, focusing on myself, my goals, my things that I used to do that made me happy, that make me feel accomplished. You know, I'm hustling, trying to find clients. I'm recording my podcasts. I'm reaching out to companies that I want to work with. You know, if this person messages me or doesn't message me, it doesn't make me upset, but they are a welcomed addition to making me feel better during the day. They care. They're genuinely interested in what I'm doing. And it's a dude. So it's cool. He's there. We'll see. I don't know. I guess sometimes I'm a really hard person to love, you know? Not just love, but be friends with. I'm complicated. I suck at texting, whatever. Anyways, I'm here for it. So those are my three topics. I don't want to carry this podcast on too long, although I did get some requests to make it longer. I feel like it's just enough time for you to listen to it during your cardio, your walk, your treadmill, your elliptical, your whatever you're doing, your Stairmaster, or while you're doing the dishes. It doesn't go on too long to the point where you're skipping the end. I think that between 20 and 30 minutes for me, for right now, for what I'm trying to do with this podcast, is a great time for you guys. Again, if you have any other suggestions, email me, contact me. through social, let me know. Like, if you really, really, really think it should be longer, a lot of people's podcasts go on for about an hour. Podcasts that post more often than once a week are usually around the same time limit as mine are, or even sometimes a little bit shorter. They do like roundups and stuff like that. But I feel like the topics that I want to discuss, I think it's great for once a week. I don't know. I'm here for it. If you have an opinion on it, I'm open. This is still new to me. I'm still learning as I go. I 5-4-3-2-1 Mel Robbins myself into this podcast. And I just really hope that you're getting something from it, and that you're enjoying my topics that I just bring to you at random. Again, suggestions, welcome. If you want something more structured, if there's a topic you want me to discuss, let me know. I'm here for it. I'll talk about anything. Nothing is off the table with me. I'll get even personal if you want. I'll name names. I don't care. I am who I am, you know? But anyways, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Train It Right Life podcast. I appreciate you. Thanks for sticking in to the end. Please leave me some stars. Please write a review. Please share the podcast with your friends or anyone you think would benefit from it. And yeah, again, if you need me, everything's at Train It Right and www.trainitright.com. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode, and I'll check you guys next.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth? All you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble. We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting and I wanted to be a star.